I don't know. And he's like, you don't know your password? And I know he was like, how I would talk to my grandmother as she's trying to set up her VCR.
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, you know, we were just talking. It's one of those days, you know, where, you know, I don't know why it is, but I don't know if you're this way, but like, I'm really good when life is all working. I'm super thankful and like, and then as soon as the littlest thing goes wrong, I'm like, my whole life stinks. You know, why is it?
Yes. Yeah.
It's like my RV. It can run for 5 years straight and it runs great. And then if I have an issue, then I like fall apart. And I'm like, why don't I take that in stride and say, thank you, Father, for 5 years of no problems. And thank you for this little issue too. Cause we were just talking right before, you were having some technical difficulties because you're trying to switch to a new system. And honestly, Scott, I wasn't really listening to you because I was getting ready. But so what were you saying?
Well, I have a new recorder that I'm trying to connect, but there's a way to connect it to the computer through Bluetooth, but that made you sound like you're on a phone instead of sounding like we're both in the same studio like we normally do. So,
studio 1A.
Yeah, I got to figure out how to make it right. And there's a learning curve on this thing. I think it's going to be great.
What's the value of doing it through Bluetooth?
There's not. That's just the way that it connects to the computer.
Okay.
It's too much technical garbage to explain all this. It's just annoying at the moment. I'll get there. I just got to figure it out.
You're not there yet.
Right. So.
Yeah.
I'm done messing with it. I switched back to the old system. You have my attention now. I'm not going to be paying attention to that.
Okay. Don't be Googling do when.
That's for later.
Well, yesterday morning, because I had you this morning, because we record this on Zoom, and I had Scott send the Zoom link to my wife's email, because yesterday morning, you know, for the last, 20 years, I've gotten up, you know, and when I finally get out of my office to check my email, and it always pops up. This time it didn't pop up. This time it said, your account has been suspended.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, that's weird, you know? And in fact, when I told it to other, you know, like my wife and my son, they're like, are you sure you're not spammed? Because it was like, this was out of the blue, you know, there was no. And so I Googled it, and apparently this is fairly common thing. But after doing some research, and actually my oldest son Ben's an IT guy, and this is kind of what he does for a living, he solves other people's problems. He said basically the person who set up this email, which was for Family Man, I don't know, 18 to 20 years ago, is no longer doing that. And so he would be the administrator for this. He has the administrative email, or he must have. And we're guessing that Google has kind of changed some things in how they do their office stuff, like if you have an office package. And my son is guessing that the guy's probably been getting these warnings like, you need to update this or your account will be suspended. But the guy hasn't gotten it, you know, and we haven't had contact with for 11 years, you know. And so we were able to make some contact. He had nothing for me. I mean, basically.
He responded, though?
He did respond. That's good. And he did a little checking, but doesn't have any information, even though my son found out that he is somehow connected, but he still says he's not. And he was assured that none of his accounts when he quit doing what he was doing would be affected. Well, we're affected.
Yeah.
And you know, when your email is shut down, I mean, and it's not just my email, it's not just my Todd Wilson email, Family Man. It's also our office family man. It's also my assistant's family man. So it's the whole package.
Oh, man.
And so when Nathan Duncan, when he just wrote me and said, and then he texted me and said, hey, Todd, your email says it's no longer there. And I'm like, great.
Yikes.
So when you're talking with them, and Ben has been in talks with them, it's kind of like, in fact, my phone just rang. I want to make sure. I think it did. I want to make sure that.
We're having technical difficulties today, folks. Hang in there with us. This is the behind-the-scenes look at what happens on the Family Man show. Most people don't get to see this or hear this.
Hold on. That is Ben, and he's set up a temporary email for me that hopefully will send it out to you. I'm going to try to communicate to everybody through our weekly newsletter, which is still working. And you can still order things, but it's a super big pain. I mean, in fact, when they go, you know, all those things that you forget your login information and you go send it to your email.
Yeah.
Guess what? When you don't have an email, they can't send it anywhere. And so, you know, they're trying to verify. And Ben said it could take us a week. Maybe because he's like in talks with Google and they're not going to just say, oh, sure, we'll give you another, you know.
Yeah.
They have to verify all this and it's a big pain.
Oh, mercy.
But, you know, I'm so thankful that I somehow trained kids who are to be smarter than me. And
that is a blessing.
I think Ben was making fun of me last night when he was talking. He was like, he goes, you know what it's like working with your parents? I'm like, oh, man, it's one of those. Because yesterday he was asking me, he goes, what's your password? And I'm like, I don't know. He goes, don't you log in? And he goes, I said, yeah, I do it all the time. I said, what is it? And I'm having all these passwords fly through my mind because I've got other computers. And sometimes I'll get on Debbie's and I've got hers and they're all very similar. But sometimes they have some differences and, you know, exclamation points in the middle of them. And it's just like, I don't know. And he's like, you don't know your password? And I know he was like, how I would talk to my grandmother as she's trying to set up her VCR, you know? So I know it's not a big deal, but hey, dads, if you would pray for that, that we would be able to get it back squared away, I would be thankful because there's just, I think potentially there are a lot of things that could be bad if we can't get it back up.
Yeah.
I mean, all those contacts of people who, I mean, I don't even have any way of finding out if they're trying to contact me. We have contracts through, you know, speaking agreements and people we're speaking for in the spring and it won't even allow us to get in our calendar, you know, and it's just like a big pain now. So, but there are worse things, you know, so for that, I am thankful.
Wow.
But I was thinking, Dad, maybe you feel the same way. I feel like this little bit of crunch. It's just been kind of a weird season. You know, we sell our Christmas game every year. And I don't know how many months ago, but a few months ago, I needed to order some because I was totally out. I mean, like I had one game left and someone bought it and it was just like gone. And it was still early. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I'll just order them like I always do. I mean, it's a big deal because it takes a lot to store them and it takes a lot to pick them up or deliver them. And so I place my order and they go, oh, sorry, we're not doing those anymore because you're not big enough. You know, we only want, ouch, you know, giant companies. And I'm like,
oh. All right. So where's Hasbro or Milton Bradley coming to save your bacon here? They need to pick that game up and make it themselves.
Exactly. That would be awesome. But so we found a place in Kansas City that they gave his name to. We're doing all this work. And then finally my wife goes, there's got to be someone closer than Kansas City because it was so expensive to have them ship. And so we finally found a place that's just a couple hours away. It's going to work out real great, but we've been going back and forth and we had to make some changes. And so, you know, we're really under the gun in that. And, you know, Christmas is going to be here before you know it. And we're leaving for a little fall speaking loop in 1 month. And I've got my RV that's torn apart. I mean, the cabinets are all down. I still have 23 doors to paint.
I saw the picture of that. I was like, that's not a little project. That's like demolishing and rebuilding your RV practically.
Exactly. It felt like a little project. It felt like an a doable project when I pulled it out and started pulling those first cabinets off in July. But here we are in September the 14th as we record this. And I'm like, I still have a lot to do. And it's just been a big project. I mean, and it feels like it grows. And
this is why I don't start big projects. I don't even start little projects. I just avoid them as long as I can.
That's right.
Until my wife gets somebody else to do it or does it herself.
Can't you just use the same fork? Why do we have to wash it every single time?
Exactly.
I know. So, but I was thinking, you know, as we were talking right before, Dad, maybe you're kind of facing those same kind of things, and which I'm guessing you are, that your plate is full and you feel overwhelmed and maybe low on resources or low on time or just low on energy. I mean, I get that. And I don't know what the answer is. I know I got an email from a dad this week who, you know, gave me this little sermon email of
love those.
How I, you know, and how Jesus is the answer. And you know what? And I believe that with all my heart that Jesus is the answer, but it's still hard sometimes. And you can go to lots of places who will give you the right verses, and I believe in them. I'm just going to be the guy who goes, it's hard. Don't give up. God's in control, and it's going to work out.
I want to slap those people sometimes. Sorry, I'll cut that out.
I know. I know. It's, you know, it's hard to, and I responded back right because he was right.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know.
It don't sound that encouraging.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Well, yeah, and, you know, I was at, I was in Hanover, Pennsylvania this past weekend. Chris Bauerlein, he's a listener, and he invited me out there. Chris, I'm sorry if I messed up your last name. But it was fun talking to him, and he had a bunch of guys that we got together with on Friday night and Saturday. And it's always cool when you get a bunch of guys together because they're all age groups. You know, there's old guys, and there's some young guys, and guys who are new at Family Manning. And I talked to one guy who, you know, didn't even have any family. He wasn't married, but he still had things, you know, things that he was dealing with. And it was super encouraging just to hear that we're in the same boat. And I hope, Dad, again, we've talked about this in the past, I hope you never feel like you're alone. And while I was there, this is kind of cool. Scott, you know those very cool Family Man hats that you have?
Absolutely.
I had them displayed, and someone goes, oh, they make those just right over there. And I'm like, mm-hmm, sure they do. And you know what? They did. I drove. It was within a half a mile. I drove over there. I had a little break. I drove over there, and I had my picture taken in front of the sign. So that was kind of fun.
Cool.
Yeah. So I could have picked up an order there, but it saved the shipping.
It wasn't a sweatshop with little kids making it?
No, it's a great big giant place. It could be filled with little kids in it. I don't know. So that was kind of fun. So anyway, I hope you're not overwhelmed. And if you are, I hope you feel like you're not alone, because you're not. You're not. Scott, are you all ready for fall? Because yesterday was fall weather here in northern Indiana.
I feel like we're just stumbling through this year. I realized recently that summer has just been crazy and has gotten away from us. And I'm like, okay, fall, Christmas, sure. I guess we'll make it through all this. I'm hoping that God just shows up and makes it all work out. I'm headed to my parents' house this weekend for their 60th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
And all my siblings will be there. And I keep getting texts about, you know, what they're doing for the party and stuff. And I'm like, okay, I'll be there. I don't know what I'm doing to help out. But, you know.
Yeah.
Because I've just been so crazy. So anyway, I'm ready for fall. Yes.
I'm not. I mean, I feel mad at all those people who said, we can't wait for fall and have a sweater and wear the, and because it's like, it was that way the last 2 days. And I'm like, I'm not liking it. I'm not ready for it. I'm not happy with all you people who wanted it to come.
Dude,
but it's
supposed
to warm up again this week, so I'm good.
You need to move to Florida. It's just time. You're becoming an old, cranky man.
I know it. I am. I am. I just need my little sun visor, you know, like one. I'm thinking about maybe that'll be the next Family Man hat, the kind that lets your hair show, you know?
Yes.
So you go in those golfing visors. And some of those great big sunglasses, you know, that fit over your own sunglasses.
Yes. That would be cool, man. Get a pair of roller skates and just move down to the Keys. You'll be fine.
That'd cool. Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking something else. Oh, just more news. We're going to just keep this between ourselves and everybody else who's listening. But my daughter, Catherine, she and her husband, they had a big couple of weeks. They just bought a house. So they're super excited about that. And then Josh just was offered a youth pastor position in a church that's real close to us. So we're thankful for that. So they've got lots of changes. And little Adelie, she has one of those. And I told you she was going to get a bucket on her head, didn't I? Or a helmet.
Yeah, a helmet.
So she looks as cute as a button with her little pink bucket. But, you know, it just somehow means more work for me.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, they're going to move into this house, I think, like the first week in October. They're hoping to close somewhere about the last week in September. Before they do that, they want to redo their kitchen. I mean, so we're going to take out a wall and put all new old cabinets. We're going to get them and paint them. And we might have to move a window. I'm not sure about that yet. And Ike's still working on his little entry thing that he was out there working in the rain, putting ceiling joists in. So we got to finish that up and get his siding all buttoned in. Did I mention that I still have 23 cabinet doors to paint in the next month? And so all these things, thankfully, Sam has done siding his house. So his is done. And Ben's not working on any house projects at this moment. So
dude, it just feels tired just listening to this. Don't you have like an Amish wing of your family that can come do like a barn raising kind of deal and do it all in one day?
I should.
Yeah. You have a family man rally, just fix everything, you know, Todd needs done.
And nothing against all the guys listening, and especially for you handy guys. But see, the problem is the non-handy guys.
The problem is I would show up, yes.
and
wreck
like,
it all.
Todd, you remember that one piece of trim you told us not to ding up?
Hey, we got the cabinets done on the RV, but the engine doesn't work now.
Exactly. That's my fear. Well, I had a friend who had some cabinets installed on his RV, and it was a new RV that he added some to it. And he goes, they're outside, you know, like a day or two later, and they're just kind of looking at the RV, and they're like, what are all those flies on the side of the RV? And the guy had screwed the cabinets, and the screws had come through the wall, you know, so they were sticking out.
That hurts just hearing.
That
man.
Does hurt. That just hurts.
This is why you never look under the hood, okay? Just don't touch anything. Buy
that's,
it.
I kind of feel
made
that
it
way.
That way on purpose.
Don't break the magic.
Exactly.
I know it. My son Ike, he has none of that. I mean, like he has a Chevy Bolt, and you know, it's got a battery pack in there the size of a refrigerator, and he had them all apart. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I think there's a weak cell. I'm just testing it to see which one. And he found it. He replaced it and he put it all back together and it works. And I can fix anything. He really is amazing. My kids are way more qualified than I am. You know, yeah. I feel like I've contributed to the world, because when I'm gone, I will have eight people who are better than me.
I hear you, man. I don't have anybody who can fix anything yet. I may have failed in this department, but.
Well, it's not just you teaching them. Sometimes God just gives them those, you know, abilities. So
I had a friend in high school who, like, I was hanging out over at his house, and he had taken apart a hairdryer just to see how it worked. And he had it all in pieces laid out in a very organized fashion on the table. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I just wanted to see how it works. I'm like, can you put it back together? He's, oh, yeah. I'm like,
yeah,
wow.
That's always amazing.
That just looks broken to me. I'm like, whatever gene you have, I don't have that gene to be able to do that.
I've seen them when you're at the RV shop and they've got the whole front engine off of a truck apart. They're pulling out the pistons and the rods, and they're just meticulously, you know, just looking at them, and then they slide them back in. And I'm like, I can't even imagine. So I don't know. We've wasted about 30 minutes, Scott. Dad, I hope. Did I mention, Scott, too, that all the sports have started up again?
Woohoo! But it was an ugly weekend, man. I just want to say, though, anybody who's paying attention and cares about what I feel about football, the Bengals are going to be okay. They got beat by Pittsburgh, but let's put it this way. Pittsburgh had the best game they've had in like 2 years, and the Bengals had their worst game since before Burrow showed up. We're going to be all right. The Bengals still pretty much had to lay down and die for Pittsburgh to win in overtime, so it's going to be okay.
There you go. All right. You know, when he's don't know what he's talking about, that's okay
don't
too.
Worry about it.
That's okay. But sports have started at like our house. I mean, they have like, you know, my wife's like in charge. They started a boys volleyball team, so they've got like, they had a game last night, they have one on Thursday, and they have a tourney on the weekend. And I'm like, you know, with my older kids, we didn't play sports. We traveled around, then when we came home, we didn't have time for sports. And now we've got games all the time, and I'm just not a, I'm not a basketball dad or a volleyball dad. Ah! And I've got 23 cabinet doors to paint.
Wow. We'll pray for you.
That's okay.
That's all the help I can offer.
I would appreciate it. Well, hey, we're out of time, thankfully. And Dad, I hope our pain feels like your pain and that we're all pain together. And, you know, doesn't mean that we get to shut down though. We got to still stay in the game. I always think of that. One of the greatest films in history, Hoosiers, where the one young guy, you know, his dad is Dennis Hopper.
Yes.
Who's the town drunk, and yeah. His dad comes in and he's drunk, and the guy, the son is losing kind of control, and the coach kind of gets him and gets in his face and he goes, stay in the game. That's what I'm doing right now. And I need someone to do that to me, to stay in the game. You know, you still got dad stuff to do. You still have husband stuff to do. Because I'm going to guess your wife's feeling overwhelmed by maybe some of those same things or her own things. And it would be real tempting to just say, well, hey, I've got my stuff. I can't give you time. But your wife needs your time. And maybe she needs a little date, or maybe she just needs some talking time. Or maybe just some understanding, because I know sometimes my wife gets overwhelmed and I start to get snappy, like, what's wrong? You know what? And she's like, nothing. And I'm like, well, why are you mad at me? I'm not mad at you. But it turns to getting mad at me because I just kind of don't take the time to understand why she's feeling overwhelmed. So with all that, Dad, have a great weekend. Maybe if it's still warm, enjoy a little bit of that warm weather and sunshine, because fall is coming. And, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Don't get discouraged. Don't grow weary. You'll reap a reward one of these days if you don't stop. Don't forget, you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.